If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
The name Gavin Grimm should be familiar to you because Gavin Grimm is a transgender woman or transgender man. Because now she identifies as he and is in high school, and wound up suing the on the school board, and went all the way up to the Supreme Court. The ACLU nationally and the ACLU of Virginia sued on his behalf. But on Monday, the court sent the case back to the appeals court because this is all in response to President Obama's interpretation and his guidance that was sent to school boards across the country. Guidance about allowing students to use the bathroom for which they identify, and the locker rooms for which they identify, not necessarily what they are biologically, so that students like Gavin can use the boys' locker room, even though biologically he is female. And there was an uproar from the parents because the parents of the boys were like, well, wait a minute, my son's not comfortable with this, which I totally understand.
Right.
Well, tonight it's all coming to a head because the Frederick County Board of Education is going to have a meeting tonight.
They discussed it last night to discuss what to do.
And joining us to tell us about that meeting is Liz Barrett. She is with the Frederick County School Board. Liz, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're just fine. So this has been kicked back, and we know Donald Trump is big on pushing all this stuff back to the states. So now it's here it is again. What did you guys discuss last night, and how did you come to any kind of conclusion on this?
Well, you know, just a couple of clarifications. It has actually been the practice of Frederick County Public Schools for 6 years to allow students who identify as transgender to use the facilities that align with their gender identities, regardless of their biological sex, regardless of what's on their birth certificates. So it's been our practice to do that for 6 years. And, you know, overall, there have been incidents, and there have been things that staff needs to work with students across the board to sort of resolve. But what our board did when President Trump rescinded the guidance on Title IX, Title IX still applies. It's still a gender equity law. When President Trump rescinded the advice about Title IX, we had a pretty substantial group of students who identified as transgender and their parents come to a board meeting, and they talked about feeling confused and fearful because they had understood our practices, and they have not been implemented consistently across the board. We have 11 high schools. We have 67 schools total in Frederick County, and then we have multiple middle schools, too.
Right.
So the students had come to us and said, look, we would really like you guys to back the practice with a clear policy. And we looked at guidance from the state of Maryland. We looked at other counties that have clear policy. And we issued a statement because there was a lot of fear on behalf of students.
Mm-hmm.
Issues of privacy, issues of stigmatization, issues of bullying.
So where are you?
Let's get to the bottom line
here. Where are you now?
Yeah.
Where are we now?
Yeah.
Well, our board is supportive of developing a policy. So last night, we heard there was actually a rally outside of our school board meeting. There was easily 125 people there.
125, yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough count for me.
These people were asking you to establish a clear-cut transgender policy that would allow what has sort of informally been the policy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, hold on a minute. Can I ask you a question? 125 people, that sounds like a lot of people, but how many people did you hear from that disagree with this idea because they believe they don't really want boys in the girls' bathroom?
Or because their kids are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've heard from several people via email, and I guess I would say, and we also heard from, there were three or four public commenters last night that really wanted us to take deeper looks at issues of privacy. And I think if you take this issue and you take it away from the bathroom for a minute, we have the opportunity to really look at student privacy in general. There's a lot of kids who are uncomfortable getting changed in the locker room. And this isn't about creating, like, special places. This is about creating places where all students are safe and comfortable. Our strategic plan goals have to do with student achievement, but they also have to do with health and safety.
Well, so you got how many transgender cases are you dealing with right now across the 67 schools in Frederick County?
Well, I don't know that we call them cases. I mean, I think they're individual children.
Well, how many individuals now are identifying as transgendered and are concerned about it?
You know, I can't tell you that because that's a privacy issue.
Just give us a number. We're not asking for names.
Are we talking
10? I don't have a number
Why would the number be a privacy issue?
I don't know the number, but when students identify as transgender, it's, revealing gender or racial.
Would it be more than 10?
Oh, certainly. We've heard from I would say dozens of transgender kids.
All right, so we got 25. How many students do you have in the school district as a whole?
Well, I mean, we don't ask this question when kids need accommodations based on disability, So
being transgender is a disability.
No, I'm not saying that for sure. What I'm saying is that it's our job in our school system to make sure that all children feel safe and welcome.
And that includes the children who are uncomfortable with a transgendered, someone identifying as a male but physically a female, getting changed and showering in their locker room.
Well, I guess what's been happening for 6 years is that's been happening.
Well,
because you and I and everybody
been happening for a long time that they weren't allowed to do that.
Yeah.
And they were uncomfortable. So now, and nationwide, it's only 0.6% of the population. That's
yeah. Well, we have to leave our conversation there.
Interesting.
But so you're still developing the policy. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, our policy process takes several meetings.
All right.
We have a policy development committee.
We'll continue to watch it, and I really appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thank you very much. Yeah. Liz Barrett with Frederick County Public Schools.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.